This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Like we welcome you all here today, the fourth Sunday in Lent. For those at home, we are following Divine Service 3 from the Lutheran Service Book, hymn number 3450, 422, 571, 440, 436, and 437. We'll follow the order of service and receive the beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution, all by the sharing of peace and the processional day. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Let us kneel and be seated with the confession of sins. Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings of death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
On this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and face the center aisle and share it with you. The lectern sign. Peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit side, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.
to provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Son of Man.
hand be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the children's music. When kids are growing up and they're learning how to do something new, and they finally master the skill, whether it's maybe eating with a fork and spoon or getting dressed themselves, and then you try to help them do it, what do they say? They say, "I want to do it myself." And they're proud to be able to do it themselves. And we are a do-it-yourself kind of people. But then we get a verse like this from Ephesians. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." And so, being saved is not something you can do yourself. And it's so counterintuitive for us. We really, really want it to be something we can do, but we can't. But there are things for us to do. Knowing you're saved, we are prepared, in as we are Christ's workmanship, to do good works. So we have lots to do, but what we do doesn't bring us salvation. It's not, "I can do it myself." Amen. We'll continue on with the sermon here.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Remember what it was like as a young child trying to fall asleep in a dark room? Your imagination starts working overtime, inventing monsters and boogeymen out of every shadow. Every noise, every shadow, every gust of wind brings fresh terror. The older you get, the more you learn to control your fear. You may no longer even need a nightlight. But before you go to bed, you make sure all the doors are locked, and many of you have a loaded gun nearby. Because there is great darkness in the world. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Darkness provides cover for evil. Violent crime is more likely committed under the cover of darkness. Darkness provides concealment. It allows you to hide your sins. Evil loves the darkness. Evil loves concealing darkness and the darkness of the ignorance of the truth. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night in the darkness. Nicodemus is literally in the darkness, but also spiritually in the darkness. This Pharisee, Nicodemus, senses there is something special about this fellow Jesus, but Nicodemus is ignorant. He does not understand. He wants to find out more, but he does not want anyone else to know what he's doing. There in the darkness, Jesus enlightens Nicodemus with his word. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus still does not understand. How can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and we bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus is giving Nicodemus deep truth, eternal truth. Being born again of water and of the Spirit is Christian baptism, which is not yet being practiced by Jesus' followers. Jesus tells that Pharisee that the Son of Man must be lifted up in order to give all who believe in him eternal life. Jesus is talking about the cross, but Nicodemus does not have that truth yet. He will know that truth later, and he'll be there on that dark Friday with 75 pounds of spices to help Joseph of Arimathea prepare Jesus' body for burial. Jesus continues to pour the light of truth onto Nicodemus to push back the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. John 3:16 is called the gospel in a nutshell. It's likely the most memorized verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is profound, eternal, enlightening truth that Jesus is giving to Nicodemus. It is good to memorize. But the danger with the gospel in a nutshell is that you become so familiar with it that you minimize it. Instead of being an entry point or a handle to an overwhelming truth, it becomes a nutshell-sized truth. You're tempted to make the gospel a manageable truth that you can hold in your hand and control. A truth so small you can close it inside your fist, ignore it, and continue to live in the darkness of your sin. You hear John 3:16 and you think, yeah, God loves me. I have eternal life. Jesus died for me. Yeah, I've heard it before. No big deal. It's not like it's going to change how I live. But it is a big deal. It's the biggest deal, and it's life-altering. Almighty God, the creator of the universe, the all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, gracious, and merciful God, out of love, sent his Son to save you. God's chosen way to save you was to send his own Son to take on human flesh and suffer and die on the cross and rise again from the dead. The Lamb of God is sacrificed to take away the sin of the world. What a strange way to save the world. In our Old Testament lesson, God sent snakes to punish the children of Israel for complaining about being rescued out of Egypt and being fed manna from heaven in the wilderness. After the snakes come, the people repent. They cry out for help. And God tells Moses to put a bronze snake on a pole, and whoever's bitten should look at the bronze snake, and they will live. What a weird way to save people. Why not just get rid of the snakes? Why send snakes in the first place? God's ways are not your ways. God's way of saving you is to send his only begotten Son to suffer and die in your place. His way of saving you is to give you the Holy Spirit who enables you to believe that Jesus died and rose again for you. God's love is beyond comprehension. God washes you in the waters of baptism and seals you in his name to be his child. You are born again. Born from above through water and the Spirit, God forgives you over and over through his word. I forgive you all your sins. God feeds you his very body and blood in order to give you forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. The gospel in a nutshell is your portal to an eternal truth of God. It is an overwhelming truth, an incomprehensible truth, a cosmic truth. This truth brings light into the darkness. This truth pierces the darkness in your life. This truth brings forgiveness and new life. This truth changes you. This truth breaks through the darkness of fear, tragedy, sickness, suffering, and death with light from above. You are a baptized child of the light, born again with water and the Spirit, living in a world of darkness. Reject the darkness. Live in the light of the truth. Do the truth. Love God. Love your neighbor. Repent of your sins. Walk in the light of Christ and continue
what Jesus began. Bring the light of the gospel into the darkness. Do the truth. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Prayers today, remember Carol Knott receiving chemotherapy treatments, Jim Hosford is having heart tests and procedures, Brian and Chris Albrecht, friends of Natalie Readers, whose father died, for Don Elrod, who's been diagnosed with multiple cancers and he's now at the hospice center in Hamilton, for Dolores Pelzer, Diane Pelzer's mother-in-law who fell and broke her hip, for Dick and Candy Tendon, who are suffering from various illnesses, for John Beck, who has several medical issues, and for Ivan Fitzenreiter with the LCMS Foundation, who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord God, in these Lenten days, we pray that you would draw us into your light. Expose, Lord, we, like your people of old, have thought, spoken, and acted against you, that in repentance we might look to your Son lifted up on the cross for our salvation, and be saved from your righteous wrath. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, you led the saints by the straight way of faith in your Son until they reached your heavenly city. As we join in their eternal thanksgiving for your steadfast love and wondrous works to the children of men, we pray that you would faithfully lead us to our heavenly home. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, you love the world by giving your only Son, that whoever believes in him might be saved. We pray that you would bless the work of your church and those called to preach your gospel. By your Spirit, create and sustain saving faith within us and all who hear your word, that we may not be condemned, but saved and raised up with Christ and be seated with him in the heavenly places. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, you have made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We pray that your Spirit would be at work within us, that we may not carry out the sinful desires of our bodies and minds, but be your workmanship in Christ Jesus, walking in the good works you have prepared for us to do in him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord God, you have set Joseph, our president, Michael, our governor, as authorities over us for our good. Keep us, we pray, from speaking against them and so against you. Bless and sustain them with all they need to govern us, that we might be ruled wisely and in accord with your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, who are our light and our salvation, hide in your shelter Carol, Jim, Chris and Brian, Don, Dolores, Dick and Candy, John and Eileen, and all who suffer in body, mind, or soul. Keep them in their day of trouble from falling into faithless fear, and uphold them with your peace in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O good Lord, whose steadfast love endures forever, we lift up our voices in thanksgiving that you have redeemed us out of our trouble and gathered us here to feed our hungry and thirsting souls, that they may not faint within us. Satisfy our longing with the good things of your Son's body and blood, that we may abide in your eternal peace now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else we know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever.
Thank you.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Kimberly, the body of Christ given for me.
The true blood of Christ shed for me.
Marlene, the body of Christ given for me.
The true blood of Christ shed for me. Blood of Christ.
and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord Lord.